Beware the silent housekeeper. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The endgame in the California governor's race has come down to Republican Meg Whitman's decision to fire her housekeeper last year after the woman admitted she didn't have her papers. The housekeeper said she came forward to protect Whitman in the upcoming governor's race, but never expected that after 9 years of service, Whitman would be so cruel, would call her up and disown her.
You don't know me. And I don't know you.
She thought she deserved better. In fact, she thought Whitman should help her get her green card.
She said, I cannot help you.
But did she really think that after admitting she'd lied about being here legally, that her boss would help her get a green card? That's the other part of the story, that Whitman knew all along her housekeeper was illegal. The housekeeper's attorney, Gloria Allred, unveiled a letter from 2003.
The letter indicated that the Social Security number that Nikki had provided to her employer, Meg Whitman, and Dr. Harsh, did not match Nikki's name.
Obviously, if Whitman kept her housekeeper on after getting a strong hint the housekeeper was illegal, that would make her a hypocrite, given her public statements.
We do have to hold employers accountable for hiring only documented workers.
But wait a minute. The housekeeper saw those letters, too, as her attorney made quite clear.
Nikki alleges that she received a number of letters for a number of years, and that Nikki found those letters in the trash.
If she really wanted to protect her boss, why would she wait so long to say anything? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.